Hello out there to all the filmmakers, critics, and general film fanatics. Welcome to this week's episode of the Film is the Future podcast, where we talk about movies in the context of various political and social issues. I'm your host, Cameron Olds, an aspiring filmmaker and critic admirer, and this week our topic will be film in the Anthropocene. What is the Anthropocene? Well, the National Geographic Society defines it as an unofficial unit of geologic time used to describe the most recent period in Earth's history when human activity started to have a significant impact on the planet's climate and ecosystems. In other words, rather than speak just about changes to the climate, on this episode, we're going to discuss how cinema deals with the various aspects of a planet dominated and shaped by humans. When I say we're going to look at films that deal with the Anthropocene, what I really mean is we're going to ask the question, why aren't there many films that deal with the Anthropocene? Outside of dystopian disaster movies like The Day After Tomorrow or environmental documentaries like The Inconvenient Truth, both made in the early 2000s, by the way. Why are there no films that deal with the reality of what it means to live today in a world on the precipice of human-led environmental collapse? I think it has something to do with what theorist Carolyn Veldstra calls impasse, or the attempt to enact one's agency in a system that actively makes it more difficult to do so, yet claims that individual responsibility is the only way forward, thus leading to the perpetual feeling of forward movement despite remaining stagnant. In other words, the combination of ourselves as individuals being powerless to stop planetary destruction, mixed with the fact that we are nevertheless told that we have that power via recycling, conserving water, etc., in the end paralyzes us in a state of inconsequential productiveness. But despite there being few films that actually acknowledge this phenomenon, I have found at least two recent and exciting movies that have tried to tackle both the Anthropocene and impasse in exciting and creative ways. The first is Don't Look Up, a recent Netflix release you might remember causing a bit of a stir and debate online a few months back. Like Adam McKay's previous two films, The Big Short and Vice, it is a political satire. But this time, the co-writer and director McKay has layered on a central climate change metaphor as the film tells the story of two scientists, Professor Mindy and PhD candidate Kate, of the University of Michigan, who discover that an extinction-causing meteor is about to hit the Earth and share their findings, only to be met with disbelief. An uncomfortably believable scenario given that the world of the film is familiarly plagued by corrupt politicians, capitalistic greed, and technological obsession. Overall, Don't Look Up is a bit of a mixed bag, with some poignant criticisms, but also some overly overt critiques, as many of you film critics have pointed out. Yet, I think Don't Look Up is significant because it is indeed what David Sims of The Atlantic calls a primal scream of a film that refuses to ignore the major issue that is anthropogenic climate change. And this film attempts to deal with the phenomenon of impasse. In one scene, a general who is supposed to be escorting Dr. Mindy and Kate into the Oval Office requests they pay him for snacks that they later learn he got for free. This occurrence then becomes a bit throughout the film as Kate continuously recounts the story to each person she meets.
No. Maybe he just gets off on the power, you know, like any kind of power. It's like he knew eventually that I was going to find out that the snacks were free.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it was just like a power play.
Yeah, you guys are weird. I'm starting to think that all this end of the world stuff's bullshit.
It's not. It's definitely happening. I've seen it.
Kate is trapped in a cycle reminiscent and perhaps representative of impasse. Like a hamster on a wheel, she is always on a fruitless quest to answer the question, why did this happen? What could I have done? But perhaps there is no reason why. Perhaps Kate's actions, though admirable, are nevertheless inconsequential in the face of a careless foe. A second film I feel addresses this kind of paralyzing impasse in the face of climate change is the sadly underappreciated First Reformed, perhaps one of the best films from the writer of Taxi Driver and The Last Temptation of Christ, Paul Schrader. This more recent work is much more literal and dramatic than Don't Look Up, as it tells the story of Reverend Ernst Toller, caretaker of the historic First Reformed Church, who is keeping a journal of his thoughts for a year since he cannot pray. During this time, a pregnant woman named Mary comes to Reverend Toller and asks if he can speak to her husband, Michael, who wants to abort their baby rather than bring it into a world that will soon be ruined by climate change. However, when Toller goes to meet Michael, he's exhilarated by the discussion they have, as Michael's despair challenges Toller's faith and hope in God. When Michael commits suicide, Toller is then enticed to take up the younger man's cause. But in the end, the Reverend's extremist plan to blow up his church, now funded by the environmentally hazardous bulk industries, is thwarted when he realizes he might hurt Mary, a person he has come to cherish. I know, pretty wild. Queer theorists John Thomas Tremblay and Stephen Swarbrick read the ending of First Reformed as Toller reclaiming his agency, rather than give in to a self-destruction he cannot control in the form of climate change. He instead embraces his own self-destruction, though still selfishly and individualistically. Thus, First Reformed acknowledges the extreme nature of climate change by acknowledging the extreme response this fear of extinction can promote in others. Thus, unlike Kate in Don't Look Up, Reverend Toller is able to escape the hamster wheel and break free of the nonsensical logic of impasse that unfairly places the blame for systemic issues on powerless individuals. And in the film's enigmatic ending, perhaps Toller embraces the ethos he first tried to impart on Michael.
And you were able to just go on?
Courage is the solution to despair. Reason provides no answers. I can't know what the future will bring. We have to choose despite uncertainty. Wisdom is holding two contradictory truths in our mind simultaneously. Hope and despair. A life without despair is a life without hope. Holding these two ideas in our head is life itself.
I believe Don't Look Up and First Reformed are two unique contemporary films that address impasse. And because of this, I would argue they are inherently political. No, they don't follow the same structure of radical filmmaking typified by films like the 1966 classic, The Battle of Algiers. But as author Matthew Holtmeyer might argue, they contain a different type of politics, a politics perhaps less strict in its structure and ideals, but also as a result, more fit for a complicated and globalized world. The Anthropocene is multifaceted and thus requires a multifaceted approach. An approach that I think Don't Look Up and First Reform take in their creative attempts to call attention to climate change and impasse. And if we adhere to theorist Alexander Long's theory of political film, this calling attention to a certain reality is in and of itself radical when we live in a society that otherwise refuses to accept that truth. Films like Don't Look Up and First Reform that practice this kind of politics then fall under the rare category of what I call contemporary narrative climate cinema. While movies like The Day After Tomorrow and The Inconvenient Truth make their own statements, I think we also need films, new films, that are purposefully political in addressing one of, if not the most consequential issue of our time. I challenge the filmmakers listening now to make these types of films and to encourage critics to start recognizing their unique value. Because, as you all know, cinema can be a powerful tool in shaping the conversation and bringing attention to important issues. We need films like Don't Look Up and First Reformed that people see to be entertained and to be informed. Okay, that's it. Hopping off my soapbox now. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Film is the Future podcast. Next week, continuing with a similar theme, we'll be discussing films that deal with activism. Hope you're looking forward to it. Please go watch First Reformed. Until next time, bye.